Dakota Resources announces new leadership after a nationwide executive search. The organization finds what it's looking for close to home. Joe Bartman has 2 decades of experience in rural community and economic development, including 3 years as Vice President of Community Innovation at Dakota Resources. He joins us now on the phone. Joe Bartman, welcome to In the Moment. Welcome back.
Thank you, Lori. Glad to be here.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited.
Tell us a little bit about the process, really, that you had to go through, and then let's get into really how that helped you, prepare to, fine-tune your own thoughts about taking over the helm of Dakota Resources. Talk about the nationwide executive search, if you will.
Sure. So, yeah, we have had quite a process over the last year or so here at Dakota Resources. Our longtime President Beth Davis retired after almost 20 years in December, but she let us know gave us plenty of heads up that she was going to be leaving. And so we had a chance as a team and as a board to really prepare for a transition for a new president. And we partnered with an executive search firm called Ballinger Leafblad. They're based in St. Paul. And they worked with the board beginning back in November to conduct this search and really wanted to make sure, even though they knew I was interested in the position, they wanted to make sure that that they were going to find the best person. And so did we, including myself. We were also very interested as a staff to make sure that, hey, let's find the best president out there that we can. Turns out that the search firm and the board felt like that was me. So,
right. And I think a lot of us sort of thought, that you would be a strong candidate in the beginning, but it was important to go through that process. Through the interviewing and really the preparation that you had to do to talk to, to compete with, you didn't know who you were going to be competing with, really. How did that help you fine-tune what was going to come next or what you wanted to bring to the table for Dakota Resources?
Well, I think I've been really a practitioner for a long time out there in the communities that we work in and putting a lot of windshield time on and spending a lot of nights in small towns like Falkton and Webster and Wagner. And so the process really helped me sort of crystallize the vision that I have, the hopes and dreams that I have for those communities in a way that makes Dakota Resources that catalyst. And so we've been an organization, I think, for a long time that's pretty well known as being pretty creative and innovative. In fact, that was my old job. I was the VP of Community Innovation. And so we've been doing a lot of experimenting and a lot of learning. And I think what this process helped me to realize is that we have to really zoom in on what is really working, what really can we do more of that will make the greatest impact and make a difference for those leaders out there in rural communities who we work with.
Some of the challenges for rural communities are eternal. It's something that people always have. Young people leaving the community to travel for their education, not coming back. Are the solutions becoming more innovative? Are the problems the same and the solutions are different? Or are we seeing different problems, different solutions? Does the whole package just sort of morph?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's a whole bunch of issues that rural communities have been dealing with for 50-plus years, right?
Right.
And they're sort of ongoing, and they're probably going to continue. I mean, the trends aren't all of a sudden going to turn around. But that's what, when we talk about this idea that we are actually shaping the new rural, it's because we can't look back. In fact, we can less and less, we can look back into the past to see what we need to do for the future in our rural communities. And so we have to really be sort of laying that path as we walk it and creating what it means to be a rural community today and tomorrow in a different way. We're never going back to that idyllic 1965 Main Street, right? And there's a whole lot of reasons we don't want to. But even if we did want to, that's not going to happen. That's not coming back. And so We have to think about how do we upgrade the way that we work together in our communities? How do we shift that based on changing demographics and changing worldviews about, you know, between a small group of people who often were very well-intentioned and sort of were the leaders and the quote-unquote fathers of the community to who were expected everybody else to sort of get jump on board and roll up their sleeves and make things happen. And that worked for a long time, and it just doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And so what I think the new rural looks like is a place where the leaders are inclusive, the leaders are empowering people in the community to show up and have a voice and create the things that they care about instead of being told, hey, you should work on this or getting your arm twisted for that.
Right. So as I understand it then, there are some fundamentals in inclusion and empowerment, but there's no template. So
right.
what works in Wagner is not the same thing that works in Burke, and it is going to be different each, but some of the fundamentals of how you get there are the same. Do I understand that right?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of the fundamentals are similar. The things like thinking differently about how we engage people and organize, but also I think the most fundamental thing that is true in any community, even though the details are different everywhere, is that we have to change the stories that we're telling ourselves in our rural communities and as a whole, as a rural region, because those stories are the things that drive all of our behavior and drive all the trends that we've been seeing. And so it really starts with the stories we tell ourselves and the stories other people tell about us and how we can begin to impact those kinds of things in a community. And the way that Wagner or Webster or Falkton does that looks totally different, but it still needs to start there.
What stories are we telling ourselves that we need to change?
Well, we're telling ourselves that we want more people, but when those new people show up, often we're not very welcoming to them. That's one of the stories. One of the big stories in recent years that's become an urgent story is, you know, we say, well, we don't need more houses. We have a lot of houses. Look around the community. There's a bunch of them sitting here empty. And what's true is that those houses need to be repurposed, either rehabbed and improved or removed and made room for new and because each of those houses that sits there is a family that can't be there. And so those are some of the stories, like also the story that we need to, that all of our economic development effort needs to be invested in an industrial park. Well, that's a strategy that works for a lot of communities, but the one that works for every community is investing in sort of homegrown entrepreneurs and helping people locally to start and grow businesses. And so as a rural state and as rural communities in that state, we're really beginning to change that story as well, that entrepreneurship is a really great investment for us because it's investing in ourselves.
Joe,
those are some of those stories.
Just in our last 30 seconds or so, say something about Beth Davis and those 20 years and how she has sort of left this organization for you in order to pass the baton. Let's close with some thoughts on her.
Yeah, well, you know, Beth has been a mentor to me for many years. She really built this organization along with a bunch of really awesome volunteers and staff into something from nothing. And so it really is set up in a way where we can now take it to the next level in ways that we couldn't even have imagined a few years ago because she's built this really solid platform for us to go off of, and we've been building this community of people who are supporters and who are partners in this work. So now we're ready to really make that impact that we keep talking about.
Joe Bartman, we hope to have you on many times in the future as we sort of talk about these issues on an ongoing basis. Congratulations on your appointment. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you much, Lori.